from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl,
Cheryl Swoop.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey, and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
6:02 in the a.m., Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn, Ed Norris on medical leave on this Taco Tuesday in Baltimore. What's up, Jay?
What's up, man?
I did a Jeremy Kahn last night. No, I didn't go up in the upper room.
Where'd you go?
I went to Costas.
Oh.
Your boy Pete took care of me. My sister's birthday, her double nickel.
Oh.
And we
can't
went
believe
there.
You're throwing out her age.
Had a couple dozen crabs.
Pete's the best, man.
He is the best.
Like, I tell people all the time, like, the relationships you build in this, especially in this industry or just in life, like, he's always there. He's always checking on you. And I know this ain't for everyone, but he's always making sure that he's right. Taking care of you. So, you know, it's just, and what a nice guy. The whole family there is amazing. And look, there's a lot of different places to choose for crab cakes and crabs in town. And, you know, there's a lot of good ones, too.
Yeah.
But Pete's been
a lot of good ones. I'm glad you said that. Yeah. There are a lot of good places, man. And living in Essex, I'm 15 minutes from all of them.
Yeah.
Honestly, I'm 15 minutes from so many good places. People ask me, why don't you go here? Why don't you go there? I live 15 minutes from anything you want.
Because I bet you would go to those other places had you traveled to Harford County and you were out there for
right.
dinner.
Oh, yeah. I've been to that one.
Or had you traveled around the Beltway and gone to, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, but I'm 15 minutes from everything.
You're 15 minutes from three of the best places to go eat.
Yeah.
Simple.
Well, shout out to Ami. Met him last night. He's a listener. He was there with his wife and his kids, or his fiance and his kids.
He left his wife at home? No, sorry. I hope he's listening.
He told me, well, he saw me one day at a place, was that Red Brick Station?
Mm-hmm.
Doing the blueberry beer thing. He said, I didn't want to bother you with your friends and sit your drink over. I said, no, man, don't do that. Come on over. And so we talked a little bit there. And, good guy, man.
Can I say something about that, too? Hey, for when Red Brick has the dollar beer night, you cheap bastards don't tip 10 cents on the dollar. You tip it on the beer.
I'm glad you said that because that was my experience last night. You know, people always, hey, dude, I want to do this, do that for you. No problem. I'm going to tip on the original. I'm not tipping on the discount.
Yes.
Don't tip on the discount. Tip on the original. There are levels to this. Servers and bartenders should not have to pay for the restaurant's generosity.
Yes.
You know what I mean? You know, the restaurant's being generous.
And
they're giving you a special. Don't tip them on a special. Tip them on the original.
See, people complain nowadays about tipping and like, and I get it. You show up and somebody's running the cash register and they spin it around to you. And it's like, do I want to give you 15% of whatever I just ordered for just punching it in?
No.
Does that money go to the people in the back? And everybody, like, I tip all the time. And I know you because we both tip well. And the other thing is, being in this industry, you don't want anybody coming back saying, that's a cheap SOB. So I tip, like, I started delivering pizza. So I was making money off of tips. So, of course, I'm going to tip better than most, but then I even throw more on top of
that. We both tip well, but we tip well for different reasons, bro.
Well, you're trying to bust the stereotype.
Yeah, that's why. We tip well for different reasons.
As soon as I started delivering pizza, I was like, man, the hell? Why y'all keep sending me the same neighborhood? They don't tip.
I tip well, so you can, you know what I mean? I'm trying to kill stereotypes one at a time, man.
I was at Buffalo Wild Wings.
That's why I don't order the Long Island iced tea. But go ahead, I'm sorry.
I was at Buffalo Wild Wings doing my Monday night shows way back in the day, and one of the servers came over, and there's this big table, young kids too, but like this big table, and I'm like, hey, how's your night going? Them cheap MFers over there, man. I don't even want to go back to that damn table. No, and they're going to be serving them for 4 hours and walk away with nothing, man. It's just, that's rough.
And that's another reason, dude. I like the servers and the bartenders that I frequent to skip when they come to me. Because they know you can get taken care of.
Yeah.
You know, you might be in the corner. You wonder why they keep going over to him first. Because they know.
Yeah.
They know, and that's just, you get better service when you frequent a place and they know you take care of them.
By the way, you're absolutely right, because the same thing would happen whenever we were delivering food, and you know the people that tip well. Like, what you try to do when you're delivering pizzas is it's no right turns, right? So you're trying to go in a circle where you're not stopping.
Right.
You know, you want to hit any red lights, turn around. So my wife always asked me, why do you drive this way today? And I said, it probably stems from 7 years of delivering pizzas. But like, if you had somebody that tipped you well, you're going to go out of your way to make sure they get their order first. Yeah.
Because they'll put you in the right mood for the rest of them.
Well, because they take care of you, you want to make sure that you're doing a little bit extra for them.
I'm with you, man. I'm with you 100%. CeeDee Lamb. Ooh. Got paid.
I just saw a picture of the girl remember the girl in draft night that took the phone from him?
Yeah.
Or like took the phone and he grabbed it back. Like, what the hell are you doing? I got two phones. Neither one of them are for you. She's dating somebody else. And you saw what CeeDee Lamb signed for. Said, ooh, if you could have just held on just a little bit longer.
So Dak has to get paid now, right? You don't sign the wide receiver and not sign the quarterback. And Trey Lance is, he stinks on ice.
Yeah, he's not good.
he absolutely, positively stinks. You got to sign Dak now, right?
I don't know. I don't know if they're going to. I mean, I assume they will, because it's the threat of not having that guy. And I don't think Jerry Jones wants to go back to where, like, they've had Tony Romo into Dak Prescott.
That's really good.
It's been pretty good quarterbacking for them for a while, even though it hasn't amounted to success in winning a Super Bowl. I think Tony Romo was vastly underrated as a player, and people gave him crap all the time, but he had so many comeback wins, and some people could say,
that's maybe because he put him in that position. that's what I'm going with. I mean, can you sign CeeDee Lamb, Dak Prescott, and Micah Parsons?
Yeah.
You can sign all of them?
You can.
You can't sign anybody else, though.
Well, because, I mean, look, all right. So I threw it to you this way, depending on what it's going to cost for each one of those, because you're talking about a premier pass rusher, a premier wide receiver, and a quarterback. And it doesn't matter if the quarterback's premier or not, you're going to pay him just the same. And Dak has been on this thing where he's like, hey, this ain't about hometown discounts. I'm trying to make as much as possible. And if Dallas wants to do it,
I don't blame him.
Yeah, I know. But other teams, like, if you're the Chiefs, you got Mahomes, Kelsey, Chris Jones, right? And there's probably some others in there as well. You start thinking about the Ravens with Lamar, Matabike, and then you probably got to go with another defensive player, not an offensive player, unless you want to throw Mark Andrews in there. You know, so like, I think you can play three upper echelon guys, top dollar, but it's going to make the rest of that roster pretty interesting. And if you don't draft like the Ravens, good luck.
Yeah, you're right. 410-583-1057 is the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fence. Someone text me, your 15 minutes, what other three locations that have great crabs around you? Are you kidding me? Do you want Costas? You got Bill's Terrace Inn.
Oh, yeah, I didn't even. By the Dock, Dock of the Bay. Yes, it's all the way down to the water. Jimmy's.
What are you talking about? I'm 15 minutes from everywhere. Normally I go to Bill's Terrace Inn for them, but they're closed on Mondays.
And by the way, in no particular order either. Like, yeah. I mean,
I could literally spin a wheel. Where am I going tonight? That's why I want. I've been in that area since 2004.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not leaving, man. It's just, I got 43. I can get to anything. I mean, in the middle of everything.
Did you see the guy that's, what's his name? Is it Keith Lee, the foodie that came to town? And he goes around and he tipped one of these restaurants. And forgive me, I'm forgetting the name, something rotisserie. But he tipped them $4,000. But he goes around, like, eating food and then kind of, you know, writing a review on it, judging it. And I think it's a pretty cool thing. It'd be a nice thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
But he said Baltimore is such an underrated food city. And I don't
think it is.
Like, I went to San Francisco and it's across the board unbelievable in California where I was food-wise. And I'm talking even just some of the fast food places or what you would deem fast food was good. Here, there's so many great seafood restaurants, and there's a couple of gems in the city, too, that people don't know about.
Coco's.
Yeah, I mean, look, there's... It's just, we have so many different, that's why when you go out of town and it's like, hey, Maryland crab cakes. I'm like, what that green and red pepper doing in there? What the hell do you mean, Maryland crab cake? You can shove that up and your ass.
That's what you just hit the nail on the head, though. I think what makes this a great, great food place is we have an original meal.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can go places, they have great food, but they have nothing that's theirs, no signature dish. We prepare great. We got great Italian restaurants here, great steak places here. But what makes it even better than everything is there's also an original dish that's ours. Yeah. I think that's what makes it so good.
No doubt.
By the way, the corn on the cob last night. Oh, I wanted to get a second piece, but I chill. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Orioles Dodgers preview at 7 o'clock. But on the other side, this is NFL Cut Day. It's here. Do you expect, Jeremy, any surprises by the Baltimore Ravens? I want to hear from you also right here on The Fan.
Storming the castle with the Big Bad Morning Show.
Sponsored by Window Nation. Right now, buy two windows from Window Nation and get two free. Plus, zero down and no interest or payments for 2 years. Schedule an estimate now at 866-90-NATION or windownation.com.
105.7 The Fan.
That's an ongoing process, so I think we continue on. It's not like all of a sudden we have to make cuts and we haven't been thinking about it. We've been thinking about it really every day. So we have a very good idea where we're at. There are moving parts. There's different rules and eligibilities and different things like that, different needs, injuries, things like that that you take into account in order to set the roster and take advantage of trying to keep as many of the good players as you can, and because we have a lot of good players.
They do have a lot of good players, and I'll be honest with you, Jeremy Conn, I don't know who's going to stay. You know Daryl Worley is listed as a DB on their website?
That must be a mistake, right? Or
it has him listed as DB.
Yeah. Maybe it's a mistake.
It has to be.
Well, you know, the other thing with this.
It also has.
Think it's messed up?
No, it's not messed up. That's Brandon Stevens. All right.
All right. Okay. Your eyes are just bad?
No. Worley is too. I was looking for another DB. That's Brandon Stevens and Worley listed just as DBs.
Yeah, if you need some DBs, I can help you find them. So many douchebags out by where I live.
Any surprise cuts?
No, I mean, not for me. Like, there was nothing. I thought Ken McCusick made a great point that if you were playing at the end of the third preseason game, the likelihood of you making this team probably wasn't great unless you're showing out. And that's kind of what happened with Pepe Williams, too. We were talking about, you know, he was on the field at the end of the game. That means they're evaluating you and that you can go out there and play in a game, whether you play well, something happens,
right,
and they decide to keep you. But I always wonder about this team and how many roster spots are actually open, because we talk about it all the time, whether people want to give them credit or not. They draft so unbelievably well, and then they also find gems in the undrafted market there to invite in for camp. So they always have a lot of guys to choose from, and that's why I'm saying, like, I don't think there's a lot of open spots outside of some special teams and depth things.
Yeah, I'm with you. I don't see any surprises with this. I mean, where are positions? Yeah, I mean, you got a backup quarterback. With the running backs, you know that's going to who those guys are. You know who your tight ends are. You know who your wide receivers are. Your offensive line. You know all these people. Your front seven. You know who that is. Well, if there is a front seven, and for the most part, you know your DBs.
Yeah,
I don't know where the surprises could come from on a team that went, what, 13-4 last year?
Mm-hmm.
Where the surprise is going to come from?
I mean, when you had a rise, so first off, I guess some people could say the turnover rate, you lost a lot in free agency, but, I mean, did you? Like, Jadeveon Clowney is the one clear loss, and I know people want to point to the offensive line since we have questions about it, but I still need to see what those two cats that went to the Jets are going to look like this year, because I'd be willing to bet you that the Ravens to move a lineman when they need offensive linemen and a guy that started for you for a late-round pick, it's kind of telling me that they don't think he's going to bring as much to the table this year as maybe some other teams. And how often have they made really bad trades?
Yeah.
How often? Like, seriously.
I mean, wide receivers, you got Zay Flowers, Rashad Bateman, Nelson Aguilar, Tylan Wallace?
Mm-hmm.
Anybody else?
So you said, hold on, give me the names again. Bateman, Flowers, Aguilar, Wallace, Tez Walker.
And there was Tez Walker.
And there's, isn't there another one in there, too?
Is either going to be Anthony Miller or Keith Kirkwood? Or
maybe I'm thinking of someone else, like hybrid tight end. Yeah, I think those are the guys. Like, that's the...
You got Mark Andrews, you have Isaiah Likely, you got Charlie Kolar.
Yeah. And by the way, too.
Kolar.
He's more of a blocking tight end, or at least that's what they want him to be.
Yeah.
Just got to get a little better in that department.
You think Ishmael makes it?
I think at worst, he winds up on the practice squad.
Running back, you got Derrick Henry, Justice Hill, Keaton Mitchell when he gets back. Owen Wright, my guy, is going to be on IL.
Rasheen Ali?
Yeah, maybe Rasheen Ali. Yeah, that's it. Who else you got?
Well, the only thing with Ali is he's just got to hold on to the ball. That was an issue in college. Well,
he'll just be collecting a paycheck.
He is explosive, though. So,
and Ali is in concussion protocol.
Mm-hmm. So, like...
So, I don't know any surprises. Just flip to the defense. Who? Yeah, I mean, you got Madubuike, you had Broderick Washington, Michael Pierce.
I think that D-line is strong, man.
Yeah. Travis Jones, Brent Urban. I mean, where are you going? Linebacker, Adafi Owe, David Ajabo. Trenton Simpson, Malik Harrison. Where are you going?
Yeah. How do you feel about their pass rushers this year?
To be continued.
I hate saying...
Incomplete. I got to see them.
So there's some people I've worked with that always do the... I'll believe it when I see it thing. And I think that's somewhat of a cop out at times, but this might be one. It's like, hey, I haven't seen anything to say that they're both going to take a huge step forward. I think Owe does. I just have to see more of the demo. Yeah, I do. I think from the people I've talked to that I really trust in this industry, they keep bringing up, it's almost like, you know, the guy that keeps hitting doubles and those doubles turn into home runs.
Manny Machado early in his career, 50 doubles and all of a sudden, bam, became a home run hitter.
You don't want to hear it when the hurries turn into quarterback touches and the touches turn into, or the quarterback hits and the quarterback hits turn into sacks. That's what you're hoping and always been doing a lot of the other two. Hits, hurries, just got to see more of the sacks. And
bring them down. Yeah. Bring them down. Let's go to Trippy in Baltimore. What's up, Trippy?
Hello.
Hey, what's going on? Hello. I think we should make a wide receiver move. Look, I ain't complaining that. I just feel like that's going to be one of our weakest links. We know what Zay Flowers is going to do and Tyler Wallace. But other than that, can't say too much about the other receiver.
I think Rashad Bateman's going to be fine if they actually find him.
I mean, we'll see, but... Can he stay healthy?
It's what he hasn't done yet. So, but even then, like, I would hope that if something came down to, the wide receivers getting banged up, that maybe that would force the hand to throw more two tight end sets or splitting one of those guys out wide.
Okay, so who would you cut in the wide receiver department then, Trippy?
I ain't gonna lie to you. Like, I'm big on Deontay Hardy, but I just feel like if he's just taking up a roster spot just to be a special team, like, why not bring somebody in like a Wade or a vet receiver? But look, I wanted to say one thing for y'all hang up on me, right?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Raven fans, stop saying this the revenge tour. The revenge tour don't start in January when the playoffs start, because we know what we're gonna do in the regular season. We gotta see what we're gonna do in January. Hello? I'll holler at y'all tomorrow.
Yeah, I wanna
Rashad Bateman played in 16 games last year. We keep picking up the health. He played 16 out of 17 games last year. Started 12. Why do we keep bringing up health?
I didn't want to say anything about it, but I think Trippy and Rashad Bateman kind of had a thing, right?
Who?
Trippy.
And Bateman, I think
they followed each other.
And then he unfollowed Trippy.
But you know what I think would be cool? And I think people going to take their picture by Trippy's wall, because he got his own wall at the stadium now.
He does.
Big time. Good. And then just tag him in it and say, hey, I'm hanging out with Trippy at every game.
Hello.
Hello.
Would you tell me, Joe, in my ear?
Hello. Is he going to say it on air?
Yeah, say it on air.
Russell Gage was cut yesterday, so that was a vet receiver that they decided to let go of.
Yeah, I mean, it just makes you wonder what some of those guys have left at the end. It's tough because you've watched players in this league. You got younger guys coming in, and the shelf life of football players is not that large. That's why I keep saying, of all the sports that have guaranteed contracts, this is the one that should definitely have it.
Tim Patrick, too. I mean, depending on how you feel about Tim Patrick.
Did he get cut?
They're working to trade him, but he's not going to be on the Broncos this year. Samaje Perine is another person that the Broncos are going to let go of.
I don't mind Tim Patrick.
Patrick's a sneaky good player. And I'm not telling him. He doesn't put you over the top to get, you know, he's not going to get you 1,000 yards and 10 touchdowns more than likely, but I think he can come in and kind of fill that role.
I don't mind. Hey, Colorado Buffaloes and Deion Sanders back in the news. We'll talk about that in the barbershop topic of the day during the 7 o'clock. during the 7 o'clock hour. But on the other side, you know who we're going to hear from next segment, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Who?
Who are you talking about?
Who are we going to hear from?
Oh, we're going to hear from Rashawn.
Because the Cowboys gave CeeDee Lamb the big deal. Who's next? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the...
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
6:31 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. All right, Jeremy, from 3-1, who are the best receivers in the league? From 3-1.
All right, so I mean, it's gonna upset some people, and I'm sure Rashawn's gonna be calling in. It's hard for the top two. I put CD. Well, damn man, because I'm not putting Tyreek Hill on this list, and he is one of the best receivers in the league.
Why?
Because, like, I'm looking at this as the three guys I would want to have on my team right now for the long haul.
All right.
And it's easier to do this.
Lamb is 25.
Yeah. So, like, I'm going to look at the younger receivers that have shown me a lot already. So, from 3-1, CeeDee Lamb, Ja'Marr Chase, Justin Jefferson.
That's CeeDee Lamb.
Ja'Marr Chase, Justin Jefferson. And again.
Now, how far is the gap between those three?
I think it's close between Justin Jefferson and Ja'Marr Chase, and I think there's a little bit of a gap between CeeDee Lamb. I love CeeDee Lamb, and I think he could be the number one receiver in this league. So we're splitting hairs when we're talking about it. You're talking about three of the best. And again, Tyreek Hill should be in that group, and I think Amon-Ra St. Brown has something to say about it. And oh, by the way, Garrett Wilson, Marvin Harrison Jr.
Yeah, they could be in the conversation when these we go top are, five, top ten. But
these
top
guys
three.
Are on the come, though, so it's something to look at them, but I think those are the three best receivers regarding age.
Well, CeeDee Lamb yesterday, after leading the league in receptions last year with 135, signs a 4-year contract extension. He's going to be worth $136 million for this guy. $34 million per year, $100 million guaranteed, and $38 million signing bonus. So he's getting $100 million guaranteed. Mm-hmm. The $38 million is part of that $100 million guaranteed. That's not bad to only have the NFL lifespan to only have $36 million of a contract not taken care of. I mean, the percentage of $136 million is tremendous to get that much of a percentage in guaranteed money.
Yeah, and look
for wide receiver.
If we want to sit here and debate wide receivers as well, like sometimes sometimes you're kind of like you're going to be beholden to the situation you have. So, like last year, you saw Dak Prescott stay healthy and CeeDee Lamb get a million targets, and he performed unbelievably well. We've seen years before, too, and I think it's kind of weird to see people put CeeDee Lamb above, and I'm not talking about fantasy football rankings, guys. I'm talking about wide receivers. You know, because if you get 200 targets or whatever, yeah, of course you're going to have an amazing year. Nobody's ever done what Cooper Kupp's done in a season, and I ain't putting him in this list.
Right.
So, like, you look at some of the guys that are in the league, and I think all of these guys can play inside, outside, especially can be an X receiver on a team, and I don't think any one of them can be singled up. I don't think you can single up any one of those three guys we mentioned. But, again, Justin Jefferson.
They're all difference makers.
Yeah.
Jeremy. Now, you understand NFL contracts when I say this.
Mm-hmm.
74% of his contract is guaranteed.
Love it. Love it for
$100 million guaranteed out of a 136. That's 74% of his contract is guaranteed. That is great for a wide receiver.
Well,
and you have that much money in the contract and that much is promised to you, so that means only $36 million is just floating out there where he said where he might not get. But if he plays all 4 years, he'll probably get an extension, another extension in year four because he'll be, what, 29 then?
Yeah. So, look, this is the new – we talked about this before with quarterbacks and the fully guaranteed contracts, which, surprising enough, Kirk Cousins was one of the first guys to get it. But this is what should be happening in the NFL. But we don't get that because there's so much control by the league and what they're going to dictate out. If you're going to put your body on the line the way that football players do – week in and week out, the money should be guaranteed.
I agree with you. Now, Jerry, what did Jerry Jones have to say about this, Joseph?
This quote is actually from like a couple hours before.
Is he glory holing?
he got himself some glory hole today. he was asked if he should remain the GM.
Oh, yeah, I heard that.
Yeah, and he said, hell no, there's nobody that could effing come in here and do this S better than me.
Yeah, it shows, Jerry.
Yeah, I heard that yesterday when I was watching this, yeah.
But he said that, and I was like, wow, that's delusional. And then like an hour and a half later, the news came down. I was like, ugh, all right.
I don't know how people are Cowboy fans with that goober. Is it?
That's why I'm not a Cowboy fan.
He's your owner telling you he's going to be one of the best GMs. Why? Because you went to Arkansas?
I grew up a Cowboy fan. When he signed, I told you, when he signed T.O., I was done. Like, dude, this dude just basically pissed on your logo and you signed this guy?
Did you, by the way, have you heard the latest with T.O.?
No.
There's a woman alleging that he took her for all her money using her money to get himself, what was it, a loan or something? And then just left. We'll wait for all the details to come out on this because right now it's a he said, she said.
T.O. is not one of them guys that spent all his money, is he?
Yep.
Is he?
Yep. That's what it sounds like.
T.O.?
A lot of those guys, man.
He seemed to be a little smarter than that to me.
Does he?
I love me some meat.
Yeah, dude. I mean, just because he comes across as that. No. He just seems to be a little bit more frugal than that.
No, I think he's a flashy dude. Like, I would look at Marshawn Lynch as a guy that's frugal.
Oh, definitely.
You know, he's sharp.
I would bet, not on top of that, but Marshawn Lynch is not just, don't let the package fool you. That guy academically got into Cal Berkeley.
He was in Cal. Like, yeah. He
academically got into Cal Berkeley. Aaron Rodgers went to JUCO to get to Cal Berkeley.
This is from March of this year. Terrell Owens earned an estimated $80 million in the NFL, but admits he lost it all after letting people control his finances.
No. Yeah, that ain't why.
And it said, quote, they just basically stole from me, that ain't end why. Quote.
Rashawn in Baltimore. What's up, Rashawn?
What's up? Good morning, fellas.
Good morning, man. How are you?
Man, I'm sorry, man.
I'm all right, man. My boy Jerry got the deal done, man. He got it done.
Best GM in the league.
I'm getting a little nervous, man. Yeah, man, he's up there, man. Worst you know, hey,
what makes you the best GM in the league? What makes you one of the best GMs in the league?
I don't know if he's the best, but he's probably top 10, though.
Really?
Listen, it's a lot of...
He's barely top teams, 30.
Listen, it's a lot of teams in the league that got GMs, and they don't make the playoffs every year, just like the Cowboys do, you know? So, it is what it is. But
that's the benchmark?
but no, listen, man, listen. We signed CD, man, one of the top three best receivers in the league. We got Dalvin Cook coming in. He's about to sign him today.
Ooh.
Dalvin Cook and Zeke is about to be the best 1-2 punch running back duo in the league.
Dan, I've seen better 1-2 punches at the rest home my grandfather stays at when they get in fights than Dalvin Cook and Zeke Elliott. This isn't 2016.
Cook is younger than Derrick Henry. Y'all realize that? He got drafted 2017.
How many knee injuries he had? How many surgeries?
Yeah, he got a little injuries, but he's back healthy. He's 100% though, and the Raiders didn't utilize him right though. Yeah, and y'all want to see, man. Like, and then y'all was hating on Trey Lance. He sucked. Listen, he's playing with third stringers. Let Trey get out there and play with CeeDee Lamb and some of the number one. So
I saw him play with first stringers in San Francisco, and he sucked terribly.
Man, that was San Francisco. He's developed a lot, man. He was out there
with the quarterback whisperer, and he's supposed to be better away from the quarterback whisperer.
He must want to whisper to him right, man. I don't know what type of...
Speaking of San Francisco, is John Lynch a better GM since he's taken his team further than the Cowboys have been in 30 years?
Has he won anything, though?
No.
Well,
okay, then.
On the subject of winning anything...
Yeah. You guys invented not winning.
Since we're on the subject of winning anything, Rashawn, are you serious right now?
They haven't
Jerry Jones has not won since since Jimmy Johnson's guys left the building. He ain't won since then.
I know, but when I saw 49ers won, 94, right? So they on the longer losing streak.
But my point is, you bring up winning.
They've
when
been
your
to three
team
Super Bowls since then.
Hasn't won.
We talking about, I know, I understand that, but y'all bring it up. He said, you know, John Lynch is a winning GM. And
the only
reason
I brought him up is you brought up talking about Trey Lance is this and that. He's trash, man. He ain't shown anything yet.
But he hasn't got a chance to play with the first
He's not going
to
get a chance with Cooper Rush there because that guy's the best backup in football, right?
Hey, listen, if he sucks so bad, why have the teams been calling about Cooper Rush and Trey Lance, you know? Like, why teams been calling, man?
What teams called about Trey Lance?
I ain't going to tell y'all. I've been listening to
the He keep it secret.
Hey, Rashawn, man, have a good day. 410-583-1057 is the number.
Answering the phone over
I ain't
there?
Telling y'all.
Hey, who's this? It's the Titans. Who y'all want? Cooper Rush. All right, I won't tell anyone. Come on, man.
Oh, my God.
You see when you press him about the Cowboys, how defensive he gets?
Yeah.
You know, the best thing is he can't call back in unless he's Larry in Pikesville later.
Is the aura around Scott Boras fading? Some of you hope so. We'll talk about that at 7:15. But on the other side, we get stupid with Jeremy Kahn.
Yeah, we're going to tell a couple of fun stories. How about, I always love these stories. Visitor to the zoo decides to jump in some animal's cage or, confines, whatever you want to call it. And I'll tell you how it ends. Also, got a story. You're going to love this one. It's not about me. It's about the man with the world's largest penis and how tough life is for him.
And I can imagine.
Yeah. I mean, look, when we talk about the world's largest, we're not talking about some guy that's very lucky. We're talking, this SOB has trouble. That thing is enormous. So we're going to talk about big wieners when we come back here on the Big Bad Morning Show. All right, let's start this off. I got two quick sports stories for you that I find interesting. One of which is this happened, this past week? Do you guys remember going back to the postseason? There was some audio, or at least reporters reporting on what Orlando Arcia said after Bryce Harper struck out in the bat.
Mm-hmm.
Attaboy, Bryce, attaboy, in the playoff game. Yep. And then Harper came back in the next game and He hit two bombs.
Yeah, took it personal.
And then when he hit the second bomb, he turned around and stared down Arcia when he went around second base.
Uh-huh.
Which everybody was like, there you go. Like, you want to say attaboy. First off, I don't think the audio should have been leaked of what they said in the clubhouse, but it's today. This is what happens. That being said, once it's out there, here we go. So what happened in the last time?
I agree with you. It shouldn't have been.
Yeah.
It's in the clubhouse, dude.
I mean, look, we all love hearing that stuff, but it's just gossip.
Well, sometimes they try to, the media doesn't get access to things,
yeah. So,
which we're going to hear about later.
So here's what we had. Arcia hit a home run in the Atlanta-Philly game, their last game that they played. And then he stared down Harper going around first. To which I would say, yeah, but it wasn't what Harper did in the postseason.
Home runs aren't created equal.
And you know what happened? The Phillies came back and won that game 3-2. So what did the Phillies manager, Rob Thompson, have to say about Arcia staring down Harper? I heard about that. That's gamesmanship. We won. So, like, he just leaves it at that. I do think it's bulletin board material, and I love the fact that if these two teams meet up again in the postseason, Atlanta still has to make it, guys. And, I mean, as much as people like to talk about the Orioles are on the rope, even though their 99% chance of making the postseason would say otherwise, the Braves are on the ropes. There's a lot of teams in that group in the National League, and if they have one bad stretch, could put them out. So we shall see. The other thing I wanted to bring up is, there was a married OnlyFans model who went after Sauce Gardner on social media, and I don't know if it was supposed to be playful or not. He wrote, "Do I even have to say what I'm getting built at my new house?" He's got something getting built in there. I can't tell if it's, looks like there's some turf on the floor. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's a weight room. Maybe it's a golf simulator. I don't know. But he's having people guess. And then this woman guessed a simulator to teach you how not to commit pass interference or defensive holding. To which Sauce wrote back, "I'm sure your husband wouldn't like it if I told him you'd DM me your OnlyFans link, would he?" So this same woman, I love the fact when athletes speak up about people calling them out, right, especially when they're going. And sure enough, she said, "Send the link. We are all waiting, even my husband." So we'll see how this thing ends, but I just thought it was an interesting story between the two of them. Let's do this one. New Jersey zoo visitor charged after she's caught on video jumping into a tiger enclosure.
Can I back up for a second?
Yeah.
Your wife is on OnlyFans.
Mm-hmm.
Which means she gets paid for people watching her.
Mm-hmm.
What's the big deal if she did send it to Sauce Gardner? She's on OnlyFans.
Well, maybe, but maybe there's something different. You're sending him a private link. Maybe you're doing some stuff on the side. You know, certain doors get open with that. Yes. I don't know. Like, to each their own. Like, unless my wife tells me she's got an OnlyFans, I don't have access to it. That seems messed up. She don't.
I'll send you the link.
Thanks, man.
You ain't paying for it.
Thanks, Joe. Joe's always there. No, this story.
Literally.
This story here, New Jersey zoo visitor charged after she's caught on video jumping into a tiger enclosure. Same thing. Zaire Dennis, 24. Rob, you're losing some points here, buddy, because really? I would have never expected this. Is facing a defiant.
Well, you said Zaire, and I was in trouble.
Facing a defiant trespassing charge along with violating two city ordinances after she climbed the fence at the Cohansic Zoo.
Where's that?
I guess it's in New Jersey. Stuck her hand inside the tiger's enclosure. It's just like, so she climbed a fence.
Let me see her.
Jumped in. It's not a great picture.
Well, but I just want to see her. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there's a chance that
people didn't raise her right.
Police say that they also had video that showed her allegedly pulling a similar stunt in a bear cage that day. So she's not.
She's
bright.
On drugs.
I don't know how many times I have to
she's
say
on
this.
Drugs.
Why would anyone do that?
On
Why?
Drugs.
Mm. I'll just leave it at that because I want to get to the world's largest wiener.
Of course you do. Again, literally.
So this is hard, Rob.
Uh-huh. See what you did there.
Man with world's largest penis reveals the hardest thing about his daily life. And by the way, you guys got to get ready for some top-notch alliteration from the New York Post.
Can't stand the New York Post.
Oh, man. A UK man who boasts the world... Oh, here's the schlong and short of it, by the way. Schlong and short. UK man boasts the world's largest penis has revealed the many downsides to having a Titanic tallywhacker... Including struggling.
I hate them so much.
including struggling to put on clothes, feeling faint while erect, receiving twisted propositions.
Hey, it goes from your head to your feet.
The phallically enhanced man, Matt Barr, revealed in his super secrets in the LA. And in this article, it's just kind of crazy. He went on a morning show in Britain to talk about it, and he just goes through all the difficult things. He said a recent scientific study said his manhood is at 14.2 inches while erect, nearly three times the global average of 5.1 inches. Thank you, Cambodia, for bringing this number down, helping me look a little bit more normal. Look at Joe just hanging his head. You know it's true. Cambodia, smallest penises in the world. Woo! At least that's what some charts say. So there's this condition that he has. There's no real name for it, but his mammoth member, Joe, referred to as macrophallus, which is essentially means he just has a large wiener. Erections can make him sick, he claimed, because the size of it puts a strain on his circulatory system. I guess the blood flow goes just to one place.
Hey, man, it makes sense.
It all makes sense.
Poor bastard.
Just biology.
He said, that's why my size kind of fluctuates a bit as well, because it's very difficult to have that much blood flowing around there. So I've got lightheaded at times, as well as getting erections and things like that. And is it the first day of school, by the way? Are the kids back?
Yes, that was yesterday.
So welcome, kids. I've taken some various medications over time to try and shrink it, which seemed to have more like the opposite effect.
Think about that for a second. He's trying to shrink it.
So he said,
"It's like people who try to gain weight. I hate you.
You know how you try to, you know how you try to hide it in your waistband. He hides it in his collar, so he just buttons it all the way up to the top button. So you ain't got to worry about it. Just comes poking out the top. This man has a gigantic wiener, and it's the worst possible situation you can have." He said,
"How's his dating life?"
Awful. I've had people ask me to come around and clean their house naked sometimes. The stuff is too explicit to print, the things he's been asked to do. People want to draw him in a cartoon form as a giant and do all this sex, giant sex stuff, he said, known as macrophilia. Never even heard of that, but I'm sure it's out there. So he's going to write a memoir about his BDE. Be careful what you wish for. That's your world of stupid.
Thank you very much, Jeremy Kahn. 410-583-1057 is the number. Colorado and Deion Sanders back in the news again. That's our barbershop topic of the day at 7 o'clock. But on the other side, the O's head west, take on the Dodgers. Another big test for the Birds. Orioles baseball up next on The Fan.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.